It's time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Turning things up helps make a difference in your day, doesn't it? Well, we're here to turn it up for you and hopefully encourage you, and you're going to encourage us. And we're just, it's Motivational Monday, Monday morning motivation. So come get some.
Good morning. It's Terry and Melissa right at the Good Morning Show desk. Do you know why? Because we love you. And also, we want you to love on us. That's right. We always need some encouragement as well. And we'd love to talk to you, give you a personal hi there and hello, but we can't do that unless we know that you're here. We can't see you enter any of the social media rooms, but if you type in your chat box, we can see that. So will you type, let us know where you're tuning in from, and answer the very important question that we ask you every Monday morning. What is in your cup? That's right. We care about what you're drinking this morning. I hope you're having good coffee. We are.
Yes, we are.
Let's jump over to the chat box this morning and say a hi there and hello to Monica. Monica in Omaha, Nebraska. She says, I've missed you the last 2 weeks, and we have missed you, dear sister. I hope your back is feeling splendorific.
That's a good word.
Thank you. I just made it up. I also hope you're having really good coffee this morning. I love you, sweet Monica. Robin is saying good morning from Fort Knox. I am drinking Starbucks cinnamon brown sugar coffee, she says, with heavy cream. That sounds delicious. And we are drinking your cinnamon bun coffee this morning, which we cannot wait to talk about.
Yeah.
Good morning, Warren from Kingsville, Missouri. Probably
good morning, buddy.
He's probably on the road somewhere doing important things like hauling all of the things we need in his semi-truck.
Good morning, brother. Good morning, buddy.
And if you'll do a little scroll down, I'll say good morning to Becky. She says, I need more coffee. I can relate. She says she found a nice Kroger brand of Colombian in a K-cup that she really likes, but right now she's staring into her tea, wishing that work coffee didn't taste so bad.
Oh, man.
I am wishing that for you as well, sister. It's great to see you this morning, Becky.
Yes, it is.
I love the conversation you had with Baylor yesterday. She's super excited about all that you all shared together.
That's awesome.
Good morning, Janice from Spring, Texas. She's drinking Gatorade this morning. She had a rough night. She needs prayer. So let's do that right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the blessing that you are letting over Janice's life this morning. Thank you, Father, that you are binding the works of the enemy, and that you, Lord, are not only touching her mind and her spirit, but you're bringing renewal to Janice's body. We pray in agreement in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, MK. MK, just down the street here in Shelbyville, Kentucky, she's having Lipton decaf hot tea in her cup this morning.
Yes.
MK says, Jeff is feeling better, but we're going to continue praying right now for Jeff's healing. Lord, thank you for touching Jeff's body. You're a faithful God, and we love you. Thank you for bringing energy and renewal and wholeness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, John and Linda Tucker in Kansas City. They're drinking Pepsi this morning. We love you, John, and we love your friendship. Thank you.
Yeah,
Robin says she's still praying for Jeff. Thank you, Robin, for your prayer agreement. Monica says her back is at 100%. Thank you, God, for your healing work. We praise you this morning for who you are. Ruth is not Ruth. That's my mama. My mama's on this morning. Good morning. She says
morning
to my beautiful children. She's drinking water. Mom, I want to see you drinking some International Delight coffee. My mom likes to drink that.
Yeah, she does.
Good morning, Mama. I sure love you. I miss you big time.
Becky's asking, how is it everybody still has coffee by 10:30?
Well, when I work my way through a pot, but I can't
I took the last of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's okay. It's okay. Thank you. I forgive you.
Well, it's my first cup. I forgive you.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's embarrassing. Well, we are still working because we have been working this morning, so I haven't been able to just sit and drink coffee because we do a prayer and intercession call on Monday, and it was a humdinger this morning. So I also guess we're done with the coffee, but good news, I have a coffee date this afternoon, so I'll have more coffee.
Well, and there's plenty of coffee, I mean, that arrived
yesterday. Should we talk about it? So,
do you have that picture that you took?
I do have the picture.
Will you transfer that? Yeah. Drop it to my to the studio.
Yeah. And a special good morning to my girls, Taylor. Our daughter, Taylor, is
good
on this morning. Good morning, Taylor. Good
Asher,
morning, Asher.
Riley.
Good morning, Riley. Mimi and Pop love you girls so much. I love to be able to say hi to all of you, but especially to our very special girls.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because while you're getting that, I'm going to tell this little short story about how, you know, on my phone, I have this app. It's called Time Hop, and it basically just every day reminds me of photos and videos that have been added to my phone or that, you know, over that for that day over several years. However long, I think it's been 6 or 8 years since I've been using this app now. And it really has, I can't read what it says. Where's it at?
There it is. Yeah.
Okay. It tells me, you know, like a year ago, this is a photo from then and then a video or whatever. And there was someone there from with Asher from 2 years ago. And she looks so tiny.
She
was,
so small.
Funny.
Yeah.
And just crawling all over the bed and doing all the stuff. And man, it's they grow fast.
Yeah. It happens like in a blink. You yes. think it happens fast with your kids and then your grandkids are like on double time, I think. Mm. Anyways, I would love to tell you guys what we're drinking this morning, so I'm going to. We received seven new bags of coffee beans, all different flavors from Robin and Otis. The Woodards have totally blessed us. This morning, we are drinking cinnamon bun. It's from Coffee Beanery. Let me tell you guys, you can go to the website and get all of these flavors at Coffee Beanery. And I don't know the website address. You'll have to look it up, but coffeebeanery.com. Well, that was hard, wasn't it? Coffeebeanery.com. We're drinking cinnamon bun today, but I don't want to forget we drank Hawaiian coconut yesterday. And so far, I've only had two flavors. This one, the Hawaiian.
Look at all the flavors they sent.
Yeah, that's what they sent us. That's what they gave us yesterday. I am going to work my way through every one of these flavors with joy. But yesterday, the Hawaiian coconut was out of this world. It's called Paradise in a Cup, and it really, really was.
Well, look at these. They got Michigan cherry,
yep.
which we love from Meyer, but we're going to see this
love Michigan cherry.
The cinnamon spice.
Can't wait to try that one.
And a coffee.
Yep.
Usually you think of tea, right?
Yeah.
The cinnamon bun, which we're drinking today.
And it tastes just like a cinnamon bun.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And then the Hawaiian, you've talked about the butterscotch coffee. We like butterscotch flavored stuff.
We do. Caramel vanilla latte, vanilla macadamia nut. So far, it's going to be hard to beat this Hawaiian coconut. And
right?
It really is paradise in a cup.
But do you think that, I mean, like if you think, look at those flavors. Which one do you think next is like number two?
Oh, I couldn't even guess. We'll probably jump into the vanilla macadamia nut next,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might have to pick.
Well, I like the butterscotch stuff.
Yeah.
But the macadamia nut, we've had that from Bones, and so those are
yeah,
really
these
good,
are
so.
New. This is a new brand to
yeah.
us, mm-hmm. and Robin and Otis, we're playing a little game. We're playing a little game. We mentioned it last week, and they so far have definitely won this round.
Yeah, but to me, the money that they tried to slip in my pocket doesn't look like it would buy that much coffee.
For they're honoring
the value,
us.
Oh, the value
for
is
eggs.
Beyond money.
But this is like, right now it feels like we're trading coffee for eggs, like bartering, which is, to me, brilliant. But we are coming up on the better end of this barter.
Yeah,
we're coming up well.
So that raises a good question we can all chat about. What would you barter for? What is it that you have yep. that you would trade somebody else
That's
for?
That's a great question.
For something that you would like to have.
That's a great question. Yeah. What do
so
you have that you could share? Maybe it's a specific skill set. Maybe it's a product. What do you have right now that you could trade for something else?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, we have farm fresh eggs. We have 22 hens and a rooster.
And Phil.
And Big Phil. And we have eggs all the time. And so, like, Denise is on this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
And she says it sounds delicious, but Denise also has farm products that she can barter with. Also, Denise has, like, a greenhouse at her fingertips also.
Yeah,
So what do you guys have? That's a great question. And
yeah.
while you guys are typing out what it is that you could barter with or for, or maybe you could tell us something you really want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gary Chaney. Good morning, Gary.
Is that our pastor brother from Wichita, Kansas?
That would be incredible. Wow.
I think. Not sure.
Well,
Let
good morning, Gary. He's had coffee at 5 this morning at the start of his shift at the jail.
Now he's
drinking Monster.
Yeah.
Good on you, buddy.
Yeah.
Becky says Alex's ankle is still swollen, but doing better since they've been wrapping it. please continue to pray. It's looking bad, but he's still working and standing all day. So right now, Lord Jesus, I'm praying that you would take the swelling down in Alex's ankle, that you would not only bring the swelling down, but take the pain away. Pain and disease and affliction must leave in the name of Jesus. And I'm declaring Jesus over Alex's ankle and body right now. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hi, good morning, Pastor Roger Randall from Topeka. We love you, brother.
He says he loves the high-tech bag sealer.
Do you like that?
That little clothespin up there, yeah.
No shame, no shame in my game. My mama taught me well, didn't you, Mom? And we use clothespins for everything because they work.
Yeah, they do.
And I have them.
That's good.
And good morning again to Denise. Otis, love you, brother. And we do love them.
Thank you, buddy. You see Otis's hat?
Yesterday I meant to say something and I didn't get to it. It was so sharp.
I said, good morning, Mr. Cash.
It was great.
Yeah, he looked like Johnny Cash.
Okay, so here we go with the, Gary's from Scott City, Kansas, babe.
Okay, right.
Okay, so here we go. Here's what we would barter. Becky would barter garden design. She's quite a gardener. I understand that she has bushes and flower beds looking immaculate.
And who needs good landscaping?
I do. Everybody. I'm terrible at that. So see, that's a great skill, Becky. Here's Denise. Denise says, bartering is great. I agree. She has canned goods for home repairs. That's brilliant. I love that idea.
Wow.
And I know she's got some good canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Janice says, I have extra time. I would trade for eggs. I wish I could put them in the mail right now to you, Janice.
But you know what? I really think that we're getting at in this one here. She has extra time and she would trade them for eggs. And if we would just take them to her, because it's spending time
together.
Janice.
That would be precious. I agree with that. Otis says that's what collecting silver is for. Barter when our flat currency goes south. Is that what that means? That's very wise. You're a wise man, Otis, and you're always thinking ahead. James Carter here in Oregon.
Hey.
Good morning, James Carter.
I'm going to ask again, is this James Carter from Scott City? From Scott, a classmate of mine.
Oh.
I had a classmate named
James
Carter.
Now in Oregon?
I'm not sure. It's been so many years.
Well, good morning to you.
I hope so. And I hope you're doing well, buddy.
We bless you. Thanks for joining us on the Good Morning Show.
Absolutely.
Robin says, that's what happens when things find their way back into my Bible bag. We have the coffee.
Yeah, when you're just standing around talking and not paying attention to what's going on behind you, things just pop right into your bag. You know?
See,
I don't know how that happens.
I mean, obviously, eggs is something that we can barter for. What else could you barter for, Terry?
I do graphic design and music stuff.
Yeah.
If you needed a radio commercial or something like that.
Advertisements, good.
Pastor Roger would be the same way. I mean, he has a radio station and he does commercials all the time.
I could sew a little. And barter with some sewing if somebody needed something sewed, right?
Yeah,
like hemming some pants or taking some things in or personalizing a bag or embroidering a shirt or something.
You know, something I enjoyed that we used to do, holidays and birthdays and different things, people would hire us to come out and sing like a love song on Valentine's Day, and we'd take the acoustic guitar and go to the hospital and sing to somebody or wherever.
Do you remember that time we went into a business and it was a two-story, they had a lobby and they had a balcony and everybody heard us singing and came out of their offices and they all stood on the top of the balcony? I don't remember the place.
Sang. Well, we went that one time to the hotel down on South Topeka Boulevard. The girl that you worked with, her mother, and I ended up doing their wedding. You remember? They had the big dogs, the big Marmaduke dogs.
Okay.
We did a Valentine's thing or something like that out there for her, and there were people all around in the hotel just like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, it causes a lot of it. We also went to a place, it was like Payless Shoe Store administrative office.
Their warehouse
and there
offices.
Was like thousands of, what do you call those? Cubicles. And you couldn't see anybody.
Up.
You couldn't see anybody. But we started singing in the middle to one guy whose wife had hired us to come sing a love song to him. And all these heads started popping up out of cubicles all over as we were singing a love song.
The funny thing is, Heath, Frankie, who we sang for, I mean, obviously everybody at Payless knows Heath.
Yeah.
Knew him. It was like little, what do you call, whack-a-mole?
It was.
All the little heads start popping up all over the place behind the cubicles.
That was funny.
You know, that is
James Carter says, yes, he is the one and the same. James Carter
friend
from Scott City. Welcome, buddy. Great to see Gary and James from Scott City, Kansas this morning.
Yeah.
Pastor Roger says they do a lot of radio bartering.
Yes, I would imagine so.
And Robin says, I bake. I do. you. I forgot about that. I could certainly.
For sure.
Ooh, yeah.
For sure.
Well, I tell you what, you've tuned into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa this morning. We're so glad to have you on. Welcome to Monday. We're here to motivate you for your day and your week by the Word of God, encouraging words, and also pray for you. So let us know how we can pray. Let us know if there's something that you need. We're talking about different skills and different things that we all possess that we could barter for. It's funny how we got here so quick, but we did. You never know what's going to come up on the Good Morning Show.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know. They haven't chimed in or anything, but some of my dad's family back in Scott City, Western Kansas area, many of you probably remember my Uncle Dan Wright. He passed away a couple of days ago, and we're sad about that.
We are.
He always had the biggest smile. You
love
know, whenever you'd
Dan.
See him,
yeah.
Every time we'd go for family stuff, he'd have this big old smile on his face and would just love on everybody and always had a story. And he'll be greatly missed, but things are so much better
right.
for him, on the other side of things where we, you know, and we always say that. We say, you know, there's so much suffering in this world that we have to go through. And when we have a Savior that has prepared a place for us already and is ready to just, we can have that kind of life here now. We talked about that a little bit yesterday
yeah.
in service, that we don't have to wait until the great beyond to get to heaven in order to have that kind of a life. But man, it is so much sweeter when you do know that that's what's awaiting you.
Amen.
Jesus, you know.
Good morning, Pastor Angie. We bless you. Good to see you this morning. Love you so, so, so much. It's dangerous when the Wrights and the McGarrys hang out because we could probably talk for days at a time and lose track of time.
3 hours after church was over.
We totally should have just went to lunch.
Yeah,
it was so good, though.
We'll just have to continue to just think that way. Just know it automatically.
Look here. Good morning, Chris, Beck. I love you so much.
Good morning, Chris.
I love you so much. Pastor D's in the house. She's drinking Mellow Joy in her coffee cup today. And good morning to you, our dear sister and friend.
Yeah.
I just want to share with you guys, as D is on, it reminds me that a couple of our dear sisters have adult children that are now deployed and being deployed. And I just want to take a minute and pray for our servicemen and women. There's lots of deployments going on right now. There's lots of actions being taken right now. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that these deployments for those that we know and love, Amanda, Lane, other servicemen and women. Father, I pray that your hand of protection would stay over them, would guide them. Father, I pray that their hearts would be softened as they serve their country. Lord, I pray that they would desire to serve you, King Jesus, that there would be a draw and a softening on their heart into relationship. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would have the wherewithal to pray for their families, their wives, their husbands, their children, their parents in peace and comfort as they, you know, can be consumed sometimes with concern for their loved one.
Yeah.
So, Father, we're just praying peace this morning. And, Lord, we thank you for those that you call to protect us. And we do not take that lightly. So it's our job to intercede and pray well for them. May we do so. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Absolutely.
Angie, do not apologize. I feel like I need to apologize. I love spending time with you. You do not have to apologize.
Oh, yeah,
I absolutely
no
love it.
Necessary.
Roger says it's so nice he's going to get out on the motorcycle for a while today.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, you're welcome, D. We all need to take responsibility to pray for our servicemen and women, and we appreciate you and your family's sacrifice for us. We do.
Amen.
So good morning, Lynn. She has good old-fashioned Folgers in her cup, the best part of waking up. She's recovering from the big weekend doing her musical.
Oh,
it was so good. Post-production blues are real. Love the whole experience so much. That's so fun, Lynn. I'm so glad you got to experience that.
Yeah.
Now,
I know
great.
That you did musicals when you were in high school.
And a little bit after.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I did a couple when I was young. Like, I remember in the fourth grade, I was cast as one of the kids in The King and I.
Mm-hmm.
And then
my mama was in The King and I, weren't you, mama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the eighth grade, I was in Flower Drum Song, and I had kind of
mom
a medium principal
crazy.
Part. Never any leads. And then after that time, I started taking interest because I was in band in the music. I really loved the music of the musicals.
Yeah.
You know, the acting was okay for me, but I wasn't as much into the dramatic part as I was the supporting part of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played in the pit band all all the rest of the years through high school. And I just always, I've always gravitated toward that, you know?
That's awesome. That's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. What were some of the musicals you did? I know. Annie Get Your Gun.
I did Annie Get Your Gun. Yeah. I did Babes in Arm. I did Hello Dolly. I did Cinderella. I was a stepsister in Cinderella, and I had an absolute blast.
I'm sure you could play that part to the hilt.
And then I was production work on The Wizard of Oz for community theater in Topeka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I did a myriad of smaller productions. Now, our daughter, Taylor, was as a child in Little Orphan Annie. Yeah. She was Molly.
Yeah.
And so we had fun with a lot of musical theater, didn't we?
Yeah. Did you have any favorites out of all those? What was your favorite role?
Probably Cinderella. I enjoyed playing the stepsister. Wow. I really did. I really did enjoy that.
We did The Wizard of Oz, and I was in the pit band. And, you know, of course, the music in that's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
So memorable.
Yeah.
So that's probably my favorite.
So Robin says she was in Hello, Dolly and The Sound of Music.
Cool.
That's awesome, Robin. Otis says tomorrow, 70s and sunny ragtop day for him.
I am
enjoying the sunshine. I heard we might dry out here a little bit this week in Kentucky. Praise the Lord. My chickens are tired of swimming.
They would love that.
They're tired of swimming.
I would love it too.
Yeah.
I'm tired of wearing my muck boots out there.
We're excited about also coming up with some good things to maybe coat the bottom of our hen chicken run with.
I was thinking about maybe taking the tarps off, letting the sunshine in to dry out some of that.
That'd be great.
So maybe you can help me with that later.
So we have had a busy week. We've had a great weekend. And I have, I'm just going to share if it's okay, just a minute. Got to do a ladies conference, a women's conference in Lexington at Lafayette Church of the Nazarene. We had a wonderful turnout. The place was packed. Everything was fabulous. The food, we had great camaraderie and fellowship, wonderful prayer times together. And I was so blessed to be able to lead worship and preach. And just want to say this. My daughter-in-law and son, my son is the pastor there at Lafayette, and they hosted mom. Mom got to come and stay the night at their house, and they welcomed me. You know, your kids don't have to do that so well, but ours just really, really impressed. Baylor and I got to stay the night, and they were so good to us. We had a beautiful welcome basket and snacks and all kinds of fun things. We just felt, we felt really loved.
It really has the gift for hospitality.
So much so. And we had a really great time. I really enjoyed my time with our daughter-in-law, Taylor. And it's true, our daughter and our daughter-in-law are called Taylor. Isn't that cool? Anyway, so we had a really good weekend. And then yesterday, it was like a slow start. Did you all have that slow start because we lost that hour of sleep because we spring ahead with our daylight savings? Well, I was feeling that yesterday morning. But the Lord is so faithful. He was, you know, just pushing us along, giving us energy by his presence. You preached a great word yesterday on Psalm 23.
Yeah.
We loved that.
Yeah.
And so we just had a really great weekend. How about you? Did you all have a great weekend? And are you ready for a great start to your week?
I say, yeah, like, yeah, I did. I meant, yeah, it was really pretty good.
Well,
because
you did.
I had a lot of help. You know, the Lord has really kind of showed me some things. And that's a favorite psalm.
Oh, I love
as
it.
As was mentioned. I mean, it's probably the one that most people are familiar
well,
with.
Well, we're praying through it right now in the prayer room. We'll probably be
that's
here
what started
for a
this whole thing.
We'll probably be here for a while. Yeah, we'll probably be here for a while. Pastor D always says that so many things come out of the briefing room when we choose the scripture that we pray, and a lot of sermons come out of it. And boy, she's right. It's happening right off the bat, isn't it?
Yeah, because, I mean, each one of those verses, here's the thing. I just kind of went through and kind of topically broke down what each verse kind of symbolized. But you could take one verse and just, you could preach a whole message in that one verse. And you'd
have
six whole messages.
Last Wednesday, we didn't get out of the first line.
Yeah.
Like, we did not get out of the first line.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, what else is on the agenda?
Well, we got some news you can use today. You know, we've been talking over the last several weeks about Christian movies that are out in the theaters.
Yeah.
And we have kind of promoed The Chosen that are in the theater right now, The Chosen episodes for season 4. And a few of you viewers have gone and watched those
in
the theaters.
I think quite a lot of them have.
We talked about the movie Ordinary Angels, which I think is still in theaters. A great movie. We've talked about a few others. And so today, we're going to highlight another one that is only this week that is about an Easter story that is in the theaters. And so that'll be really good. We'll preview that, I guess, probably after we do the word for your day, which is, you know, some encouragement from God's word coming up here in about, 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
And so that'll be good.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll do some getting to know you, or I don't know. We haven't done a joke of the day in a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if we call for it, get ready. But if not, hey, we're rolling with it today.
Well, Otis says, as a small guy, he was in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. He played the hunch.
I had a hunch that he was.
He's so crazy. Robin said it was a great word yesterday. I agree,
you.
Robin. Angie says they too had a great weekend. I love when we can say that. There's nothing more frustrating on a Monday morning to look back at your weekend and go, wow, that was exhausting.
Yeah.
So that's so good. I love that. Monica says, please pray for my nephew, Cody, and his wife, Courtney. They have lost 2 babies and are expecting number 3. Mm. Doctor says the baby girl is way too small and larger head. Just needing God's hand in this life. Lord, we have prayed for Cody and Courtney. We've brought them to you before. Father, their desire to have a healthy baby is so real. Lord, you hear and know the desires of our heart. Would you just bless this baby? Lord, would you just touch this life? Lord, there is a plan and a purpose in every life that is created, Lord. And so you say you knew us from our mother's womb. Would you right now, this baby that you know, would you just heal her and make her whole, Lord, and bring peace to Cody and Courtney as they experience, Lord, these complications. We pray that your hand would just be so involved that they could not but help give you praise. We love you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Roger said they had more than usual folks online.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were down in numbers yesterday. It might have been the time change for us, but the truth was we had a lot of sick folks yesterday.
Yeah.
So like flu-like symptoms.
But you can always tell, you know, when there's that uptick in online participation. So, but we're thankful for it, you know, and it's interesting because, I mean, a lot of churches prior to 2020, to COVID, 2019 and 20, a lot of churches weren't even prepared for that. It kind of pushed us into that next era, if you will, of the church being able to get outside the walls. So
I love the opportunity for people who aren't able to make it to tune in.
Yeah.
I really do.
Or long distance or whatever. Yeah.
But I want you to know that if you're able to go, there's nothing that is a substitute for the fellowship.
That's right.
Being together as God's family, loving and supporting and encouraging one another. It's really important. I have come to know yesterday I felt this contentment of blessing over who the Lord is allowing us to chase after him with. Literally, I felt this contentment as the people of River City that the Lord has placed in our lives.
Yeah.
We are so blessed by you. Like, we are so blessed, and not just River City, especially River City Hope, but not just River City, all of the friends and family like you that we get to chase after Jesus with. Do you know it's an honor to be in the family of God with you? We are so blessed by your love and encouragement. I just felt that contentment yesterday in the family of God. I really felt blessed. If I started naming names, I would inevitably miss people and I would be here all day. But
right.
I just want you to know how much I love and appreciate you. And I thank the Lord yesterday for you. I thank the Lord yesterday for you because you mean so much to us. So thank you. Denise says, I've never heard Psalm 23 preached that way. It was a great perspective. Holly and I agreed. We enjoyed and now see the message more clearly.
Oh, that's good.
I love that. I didn't get to say hi to Holly and Drew yesterday, and Drew's friend. Absolutely love those kids. Holly's precious.
Yeah. Yeah,
Dee is agreeing and praying for the baby, and so is Mary Kay. Thank you, guys. Josh, good morning, Josh. Brother Josh down in New Mexico has a ministry down there. We've been praying for Josh.
Arizona.
We bless you.
I think they're in Tuba, Arizona.
Tuba, Arizona. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
New Mexico and Arizona are right next to each other.
And they both take a really long time to drive across. That's
yeah,
my
they
only
do.
Thing.
Sorry about that, Josh. Forgive me. I apologize.
No,
Robin agrees that we have an amazing church family and amazing leaders. Thank you.
Yeah.
We love you all too, Robin says.
For sure,
so
for sure.
This morning, as we're gathering together, it's Monday morning and you've tuned into the Good Morning Show with Pastors Terry and Melissa Wright. We're here to love you and encourage you by the Word of God. We want to pray with and for you. We want to just talk about random things that come up because that's what we do, and it seems to work for all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, we're getting close to St. Paddy's Day is also coming up. I know that sometimes people celebrate in certain ways, but I think it's a fun way that traditionally we used to celebrate. It's like if you don't wear your green, you get pinched.
Yes.
You ever do that?
Of course.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys ever did any baskets or anything like that. We used to May Day baskets.
Yeah.
I think, you know, sometimes we would do that stuff, but, and you know, and people here have Irish in their families, Irish descendants.
That's... go to homeschool co-op with an Irish family called the O'Quins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're Irish on both sides. Very Irish, not like, you know, like, obviously.
Like a little bit of, you know, like, what do they call that? A mixed breed?
No, their girls do Irish dancing, and they're a very... a busy family during the month of March because they are Irish, and so they celebrate their heritage. And I think all of America kind of celebrates St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
So that's coming up next Sunday. So, and we're going to be traveling on Sunday.
We are going to do a little traveling on Sunday. We have a little granddaughter that's getting dedicated to the Lord, and that makes Mimi and Pop really happy and excited. We get to go to Columbus and see our girls.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Angie says, not only is it Wear Your Green Day, but it's Tracy McGarry's birthday.
Oh, awesome.
I love that.
Well, that'll be good.
That is good. Monica says their pastor here did a 5-week breakdown of Psalm 23, and I will never read those verses the same.
I agree.
It definitely can and should and deserves our time. It is an incredible encouragement, Psalm 23 is. Just really incredible.
And one of the things, and Mary Kay mentioned this, she said, you know, this is a great word. She says, I'm really so much like a sheep.
Mm.
And that was part of the comparison how we are like sheep.
We
don't like to admit that sometimes, but there are a lot of similarities.
Roger says, Grandpa always planted his potatoes on St. Patrick's Day. That is the day you are to plant your potatoes. I am going to wait a couple days. There's some dangerously low temperatures forecasted around there. And then I'm going to do my potatoes differently this year. If anybody remembers last year, I planted potatoes for the first time. And when I went to harvest them this summer, they had rotted in the ground because my ground is so hard to drain. It's full of clay. And so it holds water. They got waterlogged. I don't know if you've ever harvested rotten potatoes. The smell is unlike anything else. And I've decided this year I'm going to do raised beds, especially for my root vegetables.
Well, Otis says he was blessed because his green pastures were always next to a trout stream growing up.
Ha!
So you got to do a little resting and a little fishing too. I love Josh Haskell's here. He's saying prayers for revival services tonight at Leop Church of the Nazarene here in Arizona on Navajo Nation. Jeremiah Bullock.
Our buddy Jeremiah. We love Jeremiah.
Yes.
So Lord, right now we pray for the revival services there in Arizona on the Navajo Nation. We, Father, pray that there would be renewal of heart, revival of spirits, that there would be a fire placed in bellies or a quickening of that fire, and there would be such a fire and passion for the living God. And then we pray, Lord Jesus, that the lost would come to be saved, that the backslidden would recommit, that the prodigals would return. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Aunt Lynn says it's horrible.
They used sand.
The smell for rotten potatoes. And they use sand tilled into the soil. We have had people suggest that, but I'm going to tell you, I think it's so waterlogged that it would take an awful lot of sand and work. And so I think we're just going to skip to the good part, and we're going to do raised beds.
Well, yeah.
You're welcome, Josh.
Saying amen. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How about a little word for our day today? A little something from God's word to kind of give us a little extra something today.
Hey, Josh, by the way, tell Jeremiah that the rites say hello if you think of it. Yeah. I would love that. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians today. 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. I know this sounds crazy. I'm going to focus on verse 2, but it seems a little odd. But follow with me this morning, if you would. I think this is the word that the Holy Spirit gave me today, and it just seems plausible.
5:2?
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 5:2.
Okay.
So Paul is correcting the Corinthians. The Corinthians kind of got wayward after Paul left Corinth. And as he's writing back to them, he's bringing some much needed correction. There's a lot of division amongst this church. And how many of you know that when we are divided, offense takes place and we become offended in all areas of life. And literally we start to see some pretty significant problems. And so Paul is writing to the church at Corinth by the Spirit of the living God. He's not only saying this to them, but he's saying it to us today. He's saying, what's the matter?
Nothing. Just looking.
Okay.
It's not coming up for me over here, so go ahead.
1 Corinthians 5:2, and you have become arrogant and have not mourned. Instead, in order that the one who had done this deed might be removed from your midst. Now, the deed that he's talking about is found in verse 1, and that is there's immoral acts going on in the church. Gross immorality, wide scale, deep immorality. And not only is he calling out the immorality, but he says, and you have become arrogant and have not mourned. Okay, so this is what I want to talk about today. I don't think that we understand the danger of a spirit of pride and arrogance. I don't think that we understand that's demonic. That's a demonic influence when we are an arrogant people. When we are an arrogant people, it keeps us from being humble. The Lord says, a humble and contrite heart I will not despise. That means he's drawn to and he loves a humble and contrite heart. But he despises pride and arrogance. It is a repellent to his spirit. It literally pushes him away. It keeps him away because it reeks of self. It reeks of flesh. It reeks of it's all about me. It's all about me. And so when we have a spirit of arrogance and pride amongst us, we are repelling all that is the Lord, all that is the kingdom, because we're boasting in ourselves. We're puffing ourselves up. We're lifting ourselves up. Arrogance says, I have it all figured out. I know it all. I, you know, really, literally, I'm the best. And it is a demonic influence that leads to destruction. What does the word say about pride? Pride goeth before the fall. Right? Prideful hearts I despise. And in contrast to that, the humble, the contrite, the lowly, the submitted of spirit, that's where he comes and he just lands and dwells. Why is this? Because when we live in arrogance, we are full of self and there's no room for us to be filled up with anything else. There's no room for us to be filled up with the word. There's no room for us to be filled up with the Spirit of the living God and fire. Remember what John said, there's one coming before me who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, which is the Holy. Do we understand the gift of the Holy Spirit, by the way? What an incredible gift. And fire is the motivation and the passion to do something with the gift of the Holy Spirit. But when we are full of arrogance, there is no room for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit and fire and the Word of God and love, not only for the Lord, but for each other. Arrogance, it literally pushes out everything else and just makes us so focused on self. And Paul is bringing correction to the church at Corinth over this because it keeps us from mourning with each other. It keeps us from being a body and unified. You know, the church of God has to be a unified bride. He's returning for one bride. He's not returning for a bunch of little brides. And so we have to be a unified bride for the Lord to return. And we need to live unified to be able to be all the Lord has called us to be now. But we also have to be unified with his spirit individually. And we can't be that if we're walking and living in a spirit of arrogance. we may think we know the answer, but sometimes we need to listen twice and be silent and see, is there something I can receive from what I'm being told right now? Or are we always just waiting for the pause in the action of conversation so that we can put in our opinion because we feel like we're always right? It seems a small thing, but the spirit of arrogance is truly troubling. It's troubling in the body of Christ, and it's troubling with leaders of the body of Christ. It's troubling in preachers and pastors and evangelists. You know, I truly value those who humble themselves before the Lord and other people. I truly value those who submit and prefer others, first the Lord and others, over themselves. I truly desire that I would live a humble life, but I gotta tell you, there are moments I'm ashamed that I'm not living humbly, or that I allow something like pride or arrogance to creep in. And I always want to stay submitted. So here's the problem. Now here is the help, okay? Here it is. I can't bring out the problem, tell you not to do it without bringing the help, and here's what it is. Every day, I ask the Lord by His Holy Spirit to search me deeply. That if anything is creeping up in me that would be a stronghold or a stumbling block in my life, or cause me separation from the Lord, or cause me to be full of self and not full of His Spirit, show me what that is, that I can repent of that and stay free. I want to be so repentant, I want to stay free from the bondage of sin, from any demonic influence. And so I pray every day, and the Lord shows me, Melissa, that you didn't love this person well enough today. Or Melissa, today you walked, you know, it was pride, you were prideful. And pride and arrogance is hard. I say it. Pride keeps us from seeing we have a pride problem. Pride keeps us from seeing we have an arrogance problem. And so it's important that we be a humble people. And the only way we can really do that is to first humble before the Lord and submit ourselves to His watchful eye every day. Ask His Holy Spirit to search us and to reveal anything in us that needs to be repented of. I do daily repentance because I need to. And if you think that you just repented once and you're good for the rest of your life, that's a falsehood. Repentance is an attitude. It's a state in which we need to live in so that we can stay humble and submitted before the Lord. Always giving Him credit, Him glory, always giving Him the glory and never ourselves. So can we pray into this today? Lord, I pray that we would be a people that have not become arrogant, but instead be a humble people who submit ourselves to Your watchful Holy Spirit to search us and know if there's anything in us prideful that we need to repent of, arrogant that we need to repent of, any flesh, any self that hasn't been crucified. For we are called, Lord Jesus, to be crucified with You. It's not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. We pray these things today for ourselves. We can't pray them for each other, although I wish we could. But Father, will You help us see that repentance is a lifestyle, and we want to adopt that lifestyle, that we would stay completely free from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of lies of the enemy. We want to be free in Jesus, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. There is your word for the day.
Amen. You know, that's good. We say it a lot. We hear it a lot. Pride has the way of keeping us from knowing we have a pride problem. And that last week when we talked about if there was one thing that we thought that maybe, you know, God could change, it would be the pride problem.
Yeah.
Because it flows over into so many different areas and affects us in so many ways we don't even expect.
I find it sneaking up on me in areas that I didn't anticipate it happening. But what will happen is if I'm not really submitting before the Lord daily and prioritizing Him, then what happens is that stuff sneaks in so quickly.
Yeah, it does.
And it only takes it literally doesn't take very long, a day or two, right? I was too busy and I didn't have time to spend with the Lord this morning. And then a day or two later, here I am struggling. And I'm like, why am I having such a hard time loving someone? Or why am I having such a hard time submitting? Why is there so much flesh in me all of a sudden? It doesn't take long for the flesh crucified to try to come alive.
Yeah. And it's not always so much of a, hey, look at me, I'm prideful. Look at me. It's not that kind of an arrogance sometimes. Sometimes it's undercover and it's we see.
It's the, well, you can tell me what I did wrong, but I'm going to believe my way kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's the, I'm just not going to receive what you're saying. Or even worse, I'm not going to receive the correction of the Lord. That's troublesome.
Yeah, yeah. Robin says pride breeds offense as well.
Yeah.
Which is really true. You see, I'm offended at that statement. If you feel in that, someone says I'm offended at what's just been said or whatever, then
I'm offended at offense.
Yeah, I'm offended that you're offended.
Denise says she too has to have that daily submission. It's the only way, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think we just have to be so submitted. Help me, Lord, to stay so humble and submitted.
Another former Scott Cityan on the show this morning, Larry Buckby.
Hey, Scott
Cityan
showing up proud today. Well, not pride.
Well, there's a difference in prideful and proud.
My mama used to say, I'm so godly proud. That's what she, I'm so godly proud
godly
of my
proud.
Grandkids. Yeah,
yeah,
I love
good.
That.
He's
I
asking
that.
If we can pray for our country.
You know, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are in control. Mm-hmm. And Lord, if we look to our government, we can get discouraged so quickly. And so, Lord, we pray that you would have your way in the United States of America. We are praying that this nation would be a people for you, a people under you, that you would be our God and we would be your people. Lord, we pray that you would just have your way in every area of our government and every area of our country. Lord, it seems like an impossibility when we look at the mess that's been made, but we remember that we serve the God of the impossible.
Yeah.
And you say all things are possible for him who believes. Lord, we want to be a people full of belief that you can change the trajectory of this country for your kingdom. And we pray this today, believing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good to have you on today, buddy.
Chris says, I must die daily. Same, sis. Same. I think the consensus is we just realize we have to be a pretty humble people. And sometimes that is this really the hardest thing to do. The hardest thing to do in the day.
Yeah.
But Lord, help us, right? Lord, help us. He's so faithful to help
us.
Yeah,
and sometimes the hardest things are really necessary in that regard. So we just gotta do it. Obedience, trust, and obey.
Becky says they grow their potatoes in bags. I have seen people grow their taters in 5-gallon buckets too.
Yeah.
You know, they perpetuate so well. Yeah. Yeah. Lynn says, I find that pride is a masked thing for me sometimes. My hurt feelings is the mask for pride. My frustration for something not going my way is a mask for pride. You know, there's some people, Lynn, that act like perpetual victims. Like they look for a way they can be victimized. Like he mistreated me or she misspoke to me or I was treated badly. And they make themselves the perpetual victim.
Yeah.
That is that is masked for pride. I agree with that. There is a spirit of pride and arrogance underneath that because what it says is everybody, look at me. I'm mistreated. I should be treated better. And that's prideful. So I agree, Lynn. That's a very wise statement.
Yeah. Yeah. And Janice is agreeing. She says, I confess the same, Lynn.
Boy, the Lord's really helping us get free here today. You guys know what happens when we start confessing and admitting what we struggle with. It's not a hidden dark thing anymore. It's coming out into the light of Jesus. And when that happens, buddy, we get free. We're getting free this morning.
Yeah.
I love it when the Good Morning Show is all about Jesus.
Yeah.
I do. That's what Gabe asks me. Pastor Melissa, are you making it about you today?
Yeah,
or are you
keeping
it about
Jesus? How did your conversation with Gabe yesterday go?
It was great.
Good.
It was really good. He had a blessing, an unexpected blessing. I always ask him, you know, now Gabe is 14, almost 15, I think is right. Becky, correct me. And so I ask him, you know, what good thing happened to you? No, nothing. You know, because he's a teenage boy. And I'm like, hold on, let's find something good that happened. And he's like, well, Saturday, we had some free time. And I was like, okay, that's good. And he said, yeah, that's good. Because he got to play a game he wanted to play. And so I said, now, James 1 says, every good and perfect thing comes down from the Father of lights. And so good things in our lives are credited to the Lord. And I said, so that's how the Lord moved in your life this week. And sometimes we have to dig deep to find those things, yeah. But they're always there, you guys. They're always there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love what your mom says. She says she loves the song, Cleanse Me, Search Me, O God, and Know My Heart Today.
Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me.
Yeah.
I love that song
too,
Mama.
That's a tough prayer, you know, because you're asking God to reveal the truth.
I sing that song every time. I think of those lyrics every time. See if there be some wicked way, some dark spot.
That's the part of the truth that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yep.
But when it's coming from God.
Yep. Know my heart today. Right. What a prayer. Thanks for that reminder, Mom. I love that song, Cleanse Me.
Ooh, Monica says her mom accidentally grew potatoes. She put potato peelings into the ground to use as mulch, and they ended up growing.
That is awesome. We did that with pumpkins. Do you know how easy pumpkin seeds can grow?
How easy can pumpkin seeds grow?
Well, my cousin Michelle, they cleaned pumpkins on their concrete driveway one year. You know how they carved pumpkins, took the top off, cleaned the guts out. And what they ended up doing was washing all the gunk away with the hose. Well, when they did that, all of the gunk and the seeds went by the edge of the driveway. And the next year, they had all of these vining pumpkins start growing up beside the driveway, orange and white, both, because they had been carving orange and white pumpkins the year before.
Yeah.
That's how easy some things take root. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? Yeah. You know what else? Let's just carry that over. That's how easy that offense can take root in your life.
Offense. Yeah. Offense.
So that, or pride. Or arrogance. See how easy those things can take root when someone says something that hurts our feelings and we don't quickly ask the Lord to heal it.
Yeah.
So, boy, that's good. We're just preaching all over the place.
Good morning, Pastor
Bobby Patton. Hey, Pastor Bobby, how are you feeling this morning? Yeah. Bless you, buddy. We missed you guys yesterday. I sure hope you're feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Terry has something that's going to help us today. And here's what I mean. We are talking about our country. We're talking about growing things. We're talking about arrogance and pride and offense. But do you know how easy it is to turn on the news or the radio and get discouraged?
Mm-hmm.
It can happen in a flash, you guys, because there's so much discouraging news out there. But you know, there is good news out there. The Lord is moving. The Lord is working. There's amazing things done for the kingdom of God right now. And so we try every week to bring you good news that you can use. Pastor Terry's going to share that right now. Take it away, Pastor Terry.
Yeah, all right. Our news you can use, things you can talk about with folks as you're going about your day and your regular, whether you're at the store or wherever you're at. There's a movie that's coming out. It's actually premiering today. The 11th through the 14th, I believe, in theaters. And it's called 47 Days with Jesus. Now, this is, they say it's a heartwarming Easter tale centered on the Burden family, and it's led by Joseph and Juliana, and Joseph is the actor who plays Philip in The Chosen, and Catherine Lidstone is the one who plays Yoshi, all right? So we're going to see the trailer real quick, and then we'll talk for just a second about this movie and see what you guys think. It's called 47 Days with Jesus. Check it out.
Hey!
Papa just started telling us this amazing story with people singing and dancing.
Oh yeah? Dad, what are you telling them this time?
The story of the last 47 days of Jesus' life on earth.
Oh, you say the meeting is on Saturday? That's the day before Easter.
Yeah, so?
I gotta spend time with my family.
Don't you realize this is for your family? Where's Joseph?
Oh, he's on a work call.
This late? You're making the same mistakes that I made. It's painful to watch.
I have to make a choice for my family.
I want my partner back. I want my family to be whole.
If you ever feel stuck or lost, God is still at work in our lives. I have faith things will be okay.
It's life, Joseph. You might miss it if you don't open your eyes.
Eleventh, 12th, and 14th. Get your tickets at fathomevents.com, and you can check that out. It looks like a great movie. One of those, again, you see all the different clips and things from The Chosen, and they're having such a major influence in our media from Hollywood's perspective and all the different things, and giving us really something else to be excited about and sharing our faith.
That opens today in theaters. Today's the 11th.
Yeah.
So it's today and tomorrow and the day after that.
Yeah.
So check it out.
It's really cool to be able to go see a movie in a theater. And I asked Pastor Rick, he said that they've been going and seeing The Chosen in the theaters.
Yeah, Chris has been going with them.
And I said, what'd you think about seeing that on the big screen? And he said, it was good. He says, I just kind of like watching them at home, you know, and I don't know if that's, you know, we've had that experience in the theater. I mean, it's like bigger than life.
Well,
you know,
when God's movies, God glorifying movies are being played in the theater, there's something special about being able to, in, you know, big screen, live music, hearing all of the people. It's like, wow, God is glorified extra big.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
Well, in this movie, 47 Days with Jesus, they say that it has unforgettable original music. And it contains this powerful portrayal of Jesus's life that reminds us all of the gospel's enduring impact. Huh. And puts it into a family situation where an unexpected business opportunity comes, and he's at the crossroads having to make a decision. His commitment to his family's tested. It's got all the regular elements that you would expect that really people can relate to in real life. So go check it out. 47 Days with Jesus.
That's exciting.
Fathomevents.com.
I'd love to hear what you guys think. If you watch it, let us know.
Yeah.
I don't know that we'll have a chance to get over and do that, but maybe.
That'd be awesome.
We talk a lot about movies, but we don't see as near as many as we talk about.
Well, that's why we trust you guys, that when you get out and get to the movies and you can give us your review, you know.
Tell us if our review is accurate, right? Hey, yeah. I know. Let's do a little get to know ya.
All right. Welcome to the Good Morning Show. If you're just now tuning in, I see a few people that have just kind of popped on here at the last minute.
Welcome.
Go back and watch the beginning of the episode.
But don't go back yet. Finish with us.
We're not done yet. But you can watch all those on our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Yeah, you can find all of our previous episodes on the blog links there, as well as a videos page and all kinds of cool stuff. So go check that out. Let's see, getting to know you, right?
I think so. Yeah, the thing that you can check out on the website is whatever coffee we're drinking, there's typically a link on the website to that coffee.
Yeah.
So if you're just kind of at a loss in your life on what good coffee is anymore, go to thegoodmorningshow.tv, find what we're drinking for the day or the week, and link over and get yourself some. We're drinking some really good coffee these weeks.
Yeah. Bobby says he's feeling better. Praise the Lord.
Awesome.
For his
Janice has already given you a number.
Yes,
here
I
it
see.
Is.
She's
this
already
is the get to know you
yes
question. Hi, Sheila Gillespie. Great to see you
good
on
morning
this morning. We have been here every single Monday morning at 10:30, 9:30 Central
Eastern
time.
Yep.
And we love to join you on Monday. We do Monday motivation for the Good Morning Show every week. We are not doing as many live shows, but we have still committed to coming to you live every Monday because we love you. It's great to see you, Sheila. I pray you are well.
Amen.
Here it is. We're going to do get to know you question. Here's what that means. That means we're going to ask a random question associated with a number. Janice has picked a random number. We did not know the number. We do not know the question until it's picked. After we hear the question, we answer the question. Terry answers the question. I answer the question. And we want you guys to answer the question as well. And in that, we're going to get to know one another better.
Yeah. Number 112. This is a good question. What about becoming an adult caught you completely off guard?
Okay. This is talked about a lot. My mom is on, Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila's on Facebook.
And Sheila's on Facebook. And
on
my mom
YouTube
is on YouTube. And my mom is saying hello to Sheila. You girls probably haven't seen each other for a long time.
Amen.
So it's good
Amen
that they get to reconnect. Here it is. We talk about this a lot. People talk about this a lot. But literally, this is a thing, okay? What a time-consuming endeavor to plan meals, cook the meals, buy the groceries for the meals, cook the meals, and clean up after the meals multiple times a day. I did not expect that as an adult. Mm. I did not expect how much time eating was going to be.
Yeah. Something I know, we got to do.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but seriously, in life, like, what in the world? I could really. Sorry. Okay.
Right?
I digress. Go ahead. What about you? I want to know what you think was a surprise about becoming an adult.
Well, I would probably admit that I didn't start becoming an adult until probably I was 40. So, you know, it took me a little while to grow up and get out of that early stage of because I was on the road all the time. And, you know, road life as an adult is totally different. When you get into a home situation, like what happened when we came together.
Yeah.
And there's kids that have to get to school. There's homework. There's all kinds of things that they're already in the midst of and that I walked right into the middle of. And to me, that is what kind of caught me off guard, because I'm kind of like, okay, well, I know what I did in my experience in school, but that does not apply now, because we're talking, you know, 20 some years later, things have changed, social media, all the stuff.
Oh my.
You know, I think taking care of kids.
Raising kids.
Raising
kids was not what you.
For sure.
It was a surprise. So here, you guys have great ones. Here's what you all say. You said, Monica said, here's the shocker of becoming an adult. No more summer break. That's the truth. Boy, you don't get a break like that, do you? Janice says, here's a shocker. If I don't do it, it doesn't get done. It's responsibility. That is a hard adult concept, isn't it? My mom says she was unprepared for how fast time goes by.
Isn't that the truth?
I agree with that one completely,
Mom. And it goes
Mom.
Faster and faster.
Denise said she was shocked about becoming an adult because then it looks like managing a household. And that is a surprise. You do not know all of the things that go into managing a household until you're an adult and you're doing it. So that's a good one, Denise.
Right.
Pastor Angie says, I agree with you, Melissa. I hate all of it. Just the consuming, grocery store, cooking, planning, cleaning up every day. That's a lot of responsibility. Bobby Patton says, paying the bills. That's a big surprise, isn't it? When mom and dad do that and you're growing up, you just take that for granted.
Right, for sure.
So Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Brittany
from Southern Kentucky. We love you, sister. We bless you. She said, planning meals and cooking bills and figuring out expenses. That's right. Yeah. There's a lot of responsibility with
things.
That.
All the things. All the adulting.
Yep. Okay, good. I was right on Gabe's age. I'm getting it. I'm remembering
15 in May.
Angie says also having to work. That's a big surprise when you become an adult. You got to do that. Chris says time management.
That is a big one.
Chrissy Patton piping in from the other room says, my wife said taking care of a husband.
There you go.
Mary Kay says, an adult, I used to say when I get big, I get to do whatever I want, but not so as an adult responsibility.
So true.
Yeah, I think we all kind of thought we glamorized adulthood when we were young, but then when we became adults, we're like, this is not glamorous. Our daughter Taylor used to say, I'm done adulting, I want to go back. And that's not an option.
Yeah. So our question this morning we're all talking about is, what about if becoming an adult caught you completely off guard? And Warren says how much government involvement there is.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of laws and legislation, isn't there?
There's a lot more than there used to be, and
a lot of changes. It's hard to keep up sometimes with the changes in our government. Sheila says managing work and home was a surprise. It really is. I think we can agree on those, you guys. That was a good question. And you know what else has been good? Our time with you this morning. It has gone so fast. I've absolutely loved it. Hey, Gladys.
It's the other girl, Emma. I think that's what her name is. Anyway.
Emma just totally upstaged me. She just totally interrupted me.
I'm offended at that.
Are you?
No, not really.
Okay, me neither. But it has been good to be with you. We've loved being with you. We love our Monday mornings with you. We're encouraged by you. I hope you were encouraged a little bit too. I hope you know how much we love you. And we love you because the Lord Jesus loves you. And he loves us. So by chance, he lets us love you. He's so good.
Amen. Larry says accountability, something that surprised him becoming an adult. When the money's gone, Janice says it's gone. So many hats to wear, says Christine. The list is going on. You guys have all these great ideas and all the things. Go back and check out the first of the show if you tuned in halfway through or whatever. Find out whatever else you missed. Do all that on our website. We love spending time with you guys. We look forward to seeing you again next Monday, if not sooner. And we bless you guys. Go out and encourage someone. Will you do that?
We'll see you soon. All right. We love you.
That's all for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.